Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene continues to ail, and so I am again doing solo duty for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I found today's crossword by Billy Bratton to be about 10 times easier than Monday's. There was no April Fool's theme here, and so it made things a tad bit easier for yours truly. It started off with one across, vessel for white water rapids. I knew that. It was a kayak, but that wasn't right. And then I knew that it was a canoe, but that wasn't right. But then it turned out to be raft, and that made perfect sense. And that F of raft ran into three down, barrage, flood. And I suppose you might have a flood if you sort of like lose control on those white water rapids. Five across, let the cat out of the bag, was blab. I was thinking it might be dish or tell, but it turned out to be, again, blab. Nine across, melting face or heart hands. That was a bit of a poser. Turns out it was emoji. I think I know the melting face one. I'm thinking that's the scream. I'm not sure about the heart hands. I'm going to have to go and take another look at some emojis. Let's see here. 14 across, blank enchanted, 2004 comedy, was Ella Enchanted, which did not ring any bells with me, but I eventually got it. And 15 across, headwear for the aforementioned Ella Enchanted was tiara. So I gather a fairy godmother or a queen or someone who likes to wear a tiara was involved. 16 across, debriefed was naked, ha ha ha. And speaking about dad jokes, 22 across, stay at home blank was dad. Probably staying at home, coming up with bad jokes like debriefed. Let's see, 23 across, something extended to a borrower is a line of credit. That makes perfectly good sense. And right underneath that, 30 across, highway no-nos, for short, are UEs. I guess that sounds like a good idea to not do a U-turn in the middle of a highway. Let's see, 29 across, Jesus blank Wilco song, and the answer was Jesus, etc. So that sounds sort of intriguing. I am unfamiliar with the Wilco song, though, but I may have to give it a listen. Let's see, choices in a sleepover game were dares, 32 across, and one of my favorite words, 35 across, grit, metal. That is to say metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, not metal as in the thing you might make armor out of. All right, let's see. What else was intriguing here? Legislative proposal turned out to be a motion. That took me a bit. Words to live by, 35 down, were motto. 39 down, the 12 of 12 colon 34 was, at least I sincerely hope it was, yes, it was our. An old reference here, they didn't give a date to it, but I'm pretty sure this is quite an old show, TV drama about anarchist hackers, Mr. Robot. Hands up if you remember Mr. Robot. Thank you. You can put those hands down now because, well, for one thing, I can't see them, this being a one-way podcast. Let's see. 59 across, expansive medical center headquartered in Rochester, Minnesota, and that was Mayo Clinic. I think they also could have clued that as expensive medical center headquartered in Rochester, Minnesota, but they chose to extol the virtues rather than the drawbacks. Although, honestly, probably insurance pay. By the time you've got to the Mayo Clinic, you probably got insurance. At least I hope you do. Let's see. Pig Latin turn down was ixnay. And facilities where racquetball and basketball were first played, for short, was YMCAs. I had no idea. But now I do. We had some interesting clues and answers in the top right. 11 down, goofy ascent that precedes artichoke. It was okie dokie. I'm sorry, let me reread that clue. Goofy ascent that precedes artichokey. That makes more sense. okie dokie, as in okie dokie artichokey, which is just tremendously fun to say. I'm going to see if I can work that into a sentence tomorrow. I'm going to have to be very careful with whom I attempt that. 12 down, former White House press secretary Psaki was Jen. Somehow I knew that. I don't know. I don't know very much, but apparently I know the name Jen Psaki. Right next to it, 13 down, beats me in brief was IDK. I don't know. And it seems appropriate that that was running out of emoji, sort of more modern lingo there. Let's see. We had already seen motion 42 across the legislative proposal, and then sort of finishing off things, we have 46 down, pass into law, enact. So first you make a motion, you make enough motions, and then you get a stiff breeze. Okay, maybe you don't get a stiff breeze, but you make enough motions, and then you get something enacted. Let's see. Alluded to, 64 across, was got at, which I thought was sort of an interesting answer there. 57 across was a bit of a head-scratcher. God only knows, vis-a-vis, wouldn't it be nice? And the answer was side B. So now I have to figure out which musical group wrote, wouldn't it be nice? I'm thinking that's Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? Okay, well, I know one clause that they definitely sung, so I'm guessing Beach Boys won't swear to it. Let's see here. End of the Greek alphabet, of course, was Omega. Again, that's sort of a Tuesday-type clue, not too difficult. One up, 24 down, was outdo. Let's see. British Isles inhabitant during the Iron Age, 26 down. That was a Celt. I think they're still there. Okay. 20 across. That would stink. The answer was, I hope not. Interesting answer to that clue. And United. Could have been clued as airline that tends to lose things a lot. But no, United was the clue. The answer was one. United, one. So yeah, I thought this was a nice crossword. Again, there might have been a theme here. Let's see. We had, in approximately where you would expect the themes to be, we had, 17 across, Black Friday offer, e.g., was doorbuster. And then we had 23 across, something extended to a borrower, line of credit. And then we have 47 across, gymnastic sequence involving tumbling, floor routine. I don't know. I'm not really seeing a theme here. Of course, Jean is the theme queen, and since she is not here, I'm at a distinct disadvantage. So I'm just going to officially declare that there was no theme in today's crossword, and then everyone can write in and tell me, yes, there was. That's, I think, it for today. Of course, I can't really do Triplet Tuesday by myself, because as honest as I'd like to be, it's really hard to not cheat when you're looking up the clues. So that is it for today. Thanks everyone for listening. Not sure when Gene's going to be back, hopefully sometime soon. And remember, you can always get a hold of both of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we'll see all of you again tomorrow.